Well, they don't make them kind of onions.
Mm-hmm. I see.
But you get them in your garden, get them started in your garden. Well, you can always go out there anytime and get you some onions you want. That's the way the people do it here in this country. They leave them there the year round. Every spring they plow them up and spread them out so they make more of them, you see.
Oh, yeah.
And you can take one bunch of them that big round and plant a whole garden, mm-hmm. 34 steps square.
I see.
Several hundred of them in a bunch. Lots of times a thousand of them.
Did you ever hear of people making this stuff by the wash pot full? They take corn, you know, these whole grains of corn, and just make it by the wash pot full?
You mean a lot of hominy?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen that made. It's pretty good eating.
Or what about this stuff that a lot of people like to eat it for breakfast? It's all ground up corn, you know, and white. And dip it out.
Corn flakes?
Well, it's
corn,
not...
corn meal mush?
I don't know if it's exactly the same as cornmeal mush. You hear about it here in the South, mostly.
Oh, yeah, they got so many fancy names for that stuff. I don't know which one's thinking about.
Grits?
Cornmeal... Corn grits? Yeah, they make them, cook them, grits.
Well, what about, you know, another starchy food that you might have if you don't have potatoes? You might have, somebody grows here in Texas in these flooded fields. In Texas and Arkansas and Louisiana. I think Uncle Ben's makes it.
What is, something like an onion?
No, it's just a grain. Do you grow any rice around here?
Oh, you mean rice?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they grow lots of rice, not in this county, but below us down here. About the second county below us, why they grow rice patties down by the millions of acres. But down there, yeah.
I didn't, you know, I never seen any rice growing before I got around Arkansas and Texas.
You didn't?
I didn't know what in the world that...
And that grows in water. Yeah, that's rice. You know, there's table rice we all eat.
Mm-hmm.
That's where they get it, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when I saw those fields with water all over them, I couldn't figure out what in the world.
You got to grow it in water.
Thought it must have had a bad rain around here or something.
I'll bet you did.
Yeah, I didn't know what in the world that was.
You go down here below Brunham, get in what's called Austin County down there, while you're getting them rice patties right quick down there between you and the Brazos River in there,
mm-hmm.
and on the other side of the Brazos River, especially on this side of the river, thousands, hundreds of thousands of acres of it down there.
Mm-hmm.
It really grows too. That stuff looks like it's that high, sometimes sticking up above the water.
Mm-hmm.
They drain that water off, and then they go in there and combine that rice.
Well, do you ever hear of people around here making homemade alcohol? You used to hear where I'm from, people would make it in these stills up in the hills, you know?
Uh-huh.
What do you call that stuff?
We always called it homebrew, white lightning, shinny, and all such food stuff as that.
White lightning and what?
Homebrew and shinny and white lightning.
Shinny.
Yeah.
I never heard it called that before.
I got that out of East Texas when I was a boy.
Huh.
We went down there hunting one time. I took a half gallon clean fruit jar into a little old store and told the fellow I wanted it filled with kerosene oil to go in the lantern that night.
Mm-hmm.
He looked at me right straight, said, "You sure you want kerosene oil in that thing, boy?" I said, "Sure I do." I had a dime to pay it for it.